Okay, thank you. Ted and Scott, congratulations, and can you comment on skating today, please?
Tess and I were very pleased with our performance today. Pretty pleased with where we brought the program the last 2 weeks. Tess and I were very excited about the way we skated today, and it was a very strong technical skate, and we don't think that we had quite the magic that we had at the Olympic Games, but we were very pleased with the performance.
Thank you. So, Mary and Charlie, can you comment your skate today? Thank you.
Yeah, we were very pleased with our performance as well. We're very happy with it. You know, coming off the Olympics is sort of an interesting trial, but we feel like we used the Olympics to help us grow as skaters and performers, and I think that helped us out there today.
Well, we were pretty happy with our performance today. There was a few mistakes from me in the tweezers, so I wasn't perfect, but I'm really proud of the job that we are doing here in Turin. It's really, you know, hard to skate with the crowd that it's screaming like at a soccer game, but it's really exciting, and we are really happy.
Thank you. The floor is open for questions. We have the microphone. Any question?
Yep. You, thank you. Does it work? Yes. Tess and Scott, could you? You look like cool people. How do? Yeah, kind of. How can you manage to enter and come out of a program with such a temper as you did in the flamenco?
Well, thank you very much. I think a lot of that comes with the practice we do every day. You know, our job requires us to get in and out of character, whether it's the free dance, the compulsory dances, the original dance. And we worked a lot with this program off the ice with flamenco dancers that lived and trained in Spain. So a lot of that passion that they brought to us and they taught us now comes from within. So it's able to just come out of us on the ice, and you know, once it's over, we're pleased with our performance, and we're already thinking about tomorrow's skate. So,
thank you. Other questions?
This is Barb from CBC. This is for Charlie. You said that it's an interesting experience coming out of the Olympics. What's been the thing that surprised you most about the result of your accomplishments coming home?
I guess just the continued drive we have. Obviously, going into the Olympics, we were planning on doing worlds no matter what. But, you know, we got home and we were still really excited to compete again. And, you know, we were able to train like that and keep pushing ourselves, you know, to a new personal best again here today. So we're hoping to continue the same for free. But overall, just we still have the hunger and desire. And, you know, it's a great thing to have at the World Championships.
Any other question? So thank you. There's a question in the back.
Tessa and Scott, towards the end of the season, although you had been doing the goose lift fine, all of a sudden you changed it. Can you talk about that? And is novelty, trying to get novelty, very risky?
Sorry, I had to converse with my partner. Well, yeah, after Grand Prix Finals, Tess and I decided just to modify the goose a little bit, which is one of our lifts, and we just heard that it was a little risque, and it was not worth it for us to get an illegal element in a free dance, especially at the Olympics and World Championships. So with that in mind, we decided to kind of modify it, and we actually like what we've come up with, so not really a big deal, but hopefully you will see the other goose in the future. Well, in show programs, we're not going to do it next year. Well, it used to be a one rotation jump where Tessa dismounted off my leg, and it didn't go over one rotation, but it was pretty close, so it was questionable, and now she just jumps and I catch her, so I actually have to do something in that lift.
This is a question for Federica Massimo.
You are very close to a world medal, as close as you ever been. And so how excited or nervous are you heading into the free dance?
We are probably both. We are really excited, and we are really, excited actually to be here in Italy. But all of this, of course, increased pressure. But I think that we are trying to, to transform, to change the feeling, the negative feelings in something positive, and to go on the ice and to try to do our best and use also, the feeling that the audience are giving us when we go on the ice. So it's a very exciting moment for us.
Other question? In the back, huh? Over there in the back?
Hi, Colleen Berry from AP. For Charlie and Merrill, can you tell me why you think you got a better score here? Did it feel better to you? Do you feel like you captured something more here than at the Olympics?
Yeah, definitely. I think technically our score made the bigger difference. But as Charlie was saying in an earlier answer, our coaches were saying to us after the games that they had seen improvement in us after the games, and we kind of view each competition as a learning experience. So the Olympic Games are an amazing education for any athlete. So I think that we're better skaters now than we were going into the games. So, yeah.
Okay, other question? Can we take a last one?
This is for all three of you. Given your experience at the Olympic Games, how do you feel the Olympic Games made you a better skater?
I think speaking for Scott and I, there was such pressure and such stress that came along with the Olympics, and everything seems to be heightened, so all the emotions are extremely intense, and the highs are even higher than usual, and the lows are even lower. So just managing that stress and dealing with that and coming together and skating as one and in front of a hometown crowd, I don't think it, we'll be in a situation quite like that again, but we can definitely take that and use that. And just dealing with the nerves and dealing with the pressure, it's more of a mental thing for us than anything, being able to go out and do what we do every day at home.
Yeah, I think, with the Olympics only once every 4 years, certainly there's a lot of added pressure. But at the same time, we went in with the mindset that, there's still only as much pressure as we put on ourselves. And I think that really helped us perform best at the Olympics, and it's something, that we've done in the past, but moving forward, it's just going to be really critical to always come back to that. It's all in our heads, and, we're out there passing it very hard every day, so just when we get to competition, we just have to do what we know, what we can.
Well, Vancouver was the third Olympics for us, so I start to feel a little old, but so it didn't really change something because we already had two Olympic experience, but the thing that I what was different in Vancouver was that we were really trying to enjoy every second of the game, on the ice, outside, and that was something that probably in the other two Olympics was missing a little bit. We were thinking too much about, marks and, position, blah, blah, blah. So we start this Olympic game, and the only thing that we want to do was, go on the ice and enjoy every second and enjoy what we were doing and please the audience. And that's probably something that we learned from these Olympics, to go on the ice and don't care about anything, do our best, and really try to enjoy every second.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.